Hello, and welcome to show number 2450 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
It really is about the guest experience for everyone. It really is about elevating the level of independence of travel in this situation for the blind and low vision community.
And as you'll see from today's episode, with the new partnership between Hilton and Be My Eyes, it makes travel even easier for people with visual impairments.
We'll talk with Nicole Bergstrom, Hilton's Senior Director of Digital Accessibility, about Hilton's commitment to accessibility and inclusivity. We'll learn about how their partnership with Be My Eyes, using your choice of dedicated Hilton staff or artificial intelligence to assist you if you have a visual impairment or other reading disability, and discover how Hilton is using technology to improve the guest experience overall for everyone. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Nicole Bergstrom.
I have a tip of the week that is, of course, Hilton specific. I don't think that many of your listeners likely know that we have other tools and capabilities that are fully accessible to them. And specifically, we have within our Hilton Honors app, self-service tools that allow you to completely bypass the front desk. If you do not want to interact with somebody at the front desk, you can digitally check in. You can use your digital key to unlock your room. And at the end of the stay, you can use digital checkout. And all of those features are fully screen reader accessible.
And all of those features are very handy, whether or not you can see.
Yes. And one other little tidbit that it goes beyond just the blind and low vision community, Hilton has a capability called Confirmed Connecting Room. What is really, really powerful about this is if somebody is traveling with a companion, and obviously they may want to retain their own privacy, at the time that you book your stay, you can actually book confirmed connecting rooms, which means when you arrive at the property, you know that you, as a person who identifies with the disability, can have your room, but your caregiver will be in the very next room to you and they will be connected. No more stress about worrying if you'll be able to get connected rooms when you arrive.
What a nice feature. I wasn't aware of that.
It's pretty cool.
Yes. Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
InnoSearch AI, an accessible e-commerce tool for the blind. You can find your favorite electronics, groceries, or do some early holiday shopping at InnoSearch.ai, now partnered with over 500,000 retailers. That's InnoSearch.ai.
And by
Glidance. Pioneers of Glide, an intelligent guide for the blind and low vision community. Glide's AI-powered technology guides you around obstacles, hazards, and more, providing audio and haptic feedback, getting you where you need to go safely and independently. More information is at glidance.io/eyes. That's glidance.io/EYES.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Nicole Bergstrom.
Good afternoon. I am Nicole Bergstrom. I am the Senior Director of Digital Accessibility for Hilton. I oversee Hilton's Accessibility Center of Excellence, and this is where we ensure that all the technology that we're putting into the marketplace is accessible to and usable by our guests who rely on assistive technology. Now, that's my day job, but there are a lot of other things that I do at Hilton. One of them is that I actually lead our internal employee resource group called Abilities. And that's where I get to champion cultural change, really elevate awareness about the intersectionality of digital accessibility, diversity, and inclusion across the entire spectrum of apparent and non-apparent disabilities. And finally, I also do quite a bit of work to really elevate Hilton as an employer of choice for people with disabilities and really looking at how to instill and champion inclusion in the workplace. And of course, part of the reason we're here today is looking at the guest stay. And that is a critical component that I would say wraps around everything that encompasses my work at Hilton. And that has to do with accessible travel and ensuring that our stay is accessible for our travelers with disabilities.
You sound very sensitive and clued in to accessibility for people with various disabilities. Do you have a disability yourself?
So I identify as having a non-apparent disability. Within my family, I have family members who actually have physical disabilities, non-apparent disabilities, and mental health conditions, as well as my surrounding community. As I've been immersed in this work, that neighbors and friends who identify as having both physical apparent disabilities and non-apparent disabilities. And of course, my team is highly diverse and is made up of people with lived experiences with disabilities.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is what Hilton does for guests and employees in terms of accessibility, focusing especially on their recently announced partnership with Be My Eyes.
Well, Nicole, I'm kind of curious, talking to you from the standpoint of Hilton, I usually think of companies more in the tech arena being concerned with disabilities and how people navigate their apps and services. How long has this been an idea at Hilton?
So I am proud to say that Hilton and Hilton's founder is our entire culture and our business model is based on people serving people. So it's been around forever, is how I would like to position it. And the idea of leaning in and providing the most friendly and reliable experience includes for all. It's never been about for some. It's been for all. I've been at Hilton for over 8 years now, and I was brought in to really look at the digital accessibility of not only our guest-facing technology, but actually the technology that our team members use to do their day-to-day jobs. And a natural outgrowth of that is looking at ways that we can improve the guest experience. We do that just naturally as a part of who we are. And with this opportunity with Be My Eyes, it really was pretty much a no-brainer that, yes, this is baked into our DNA. This is who we are as a company. Our corporate culture dictates that we're constantly looking to do better in how we serve our own team members and our guests. And that's really where the entire partnership with BMI Eyes, I would say, evolved because it is at the heart of who we are as a company.
Just to get a scale of the kind of thing you're trying to do, Hilton is a major, major player in the hospitality industry. Can you give our listeners an idea of, like, it's not just Hilton Hotels. You've got lots of subsidiaries.
Well, if you want to talk about scale and scale of Hilton as a Fortune 500 company, we have 24 brands and counting. We have around 8,300 properties globally, and we're adding daily. That equates to, and this is a number that I love. So you think about the properties, but we have over 1.2 million rooms across the globe. We're in 138 countries and territories. So it's big. It's a big, big scale. We're ambitious and we're committed. So it's, again, it's very, very exciting.
Which brings us to the whole point of this interview. Hilton and Be My Eyes recently announced a partnership as the first in the hospitality industry. And, you know, Hilton and your brands cover the globe. We've done several shows about Be My Eyes, and our listeners should know what it is. But can you explain what this partnership is and what it does for your customers?
Yes. So I'm going to back up and then move forward. In early 2023 is really when we started to engage with Be My Eyes. And that initial engagement really looked at training the Be My Eyes, Be My AI, so their AI engine. And in that initial phase, what we did was to offer hotel rooms and come up with various scenarios where Be My Eyes beta testers, as they call them, were coming into the properties and really using the AI engine to see how well it performed. I know that the two of you, when you did your, what was it, San Diego adventure earlier this year, and we're using Be My Eyes, the AI, and going around to museums.
Yeah.
And, you know, how was it doing when you would take a picture? What was coming back to you? Was it accurate? Did it meet your need? And that's really what we're doing in this phase one, was looking at how well does the AI perform when it's in a hotel situation. And what we found is that it did really, really well, specifically in the area of the hotel room. So when a guest is actually in their hotel room, it could really easily recognize the TV remote, an outlet, aspects of signage, room numbers, and things like that. So we essentially were helping to train that AI on what it's like to be in a hotel and stay in a hotel and find your room. So that was the part one. Then after we went through that initial phase, it was really clear that the next phase that followed was, again, pretty much a no-brainer. And that is the phase that we announced in early October. That is where, when a Be My Eyes app user goes into the app, is in one of our properties, and decides that they would like to have some additional support or have their stay enhanced, they can find within the service directory of the Be My Eyes app the option for hotel. When they go into hotel, they will see a list of all of our brands. Then they can choose the brand where they are staying, and they have a choice to use the AI that has been trained in the hotel, you know, in hospitality, or they can connect directly to one of our customer care agents. And to clarify, it is a Hilton-trained customer care agent. It is not one of the Be My Eyes volunteers.
This is actually a special case of something that Be My Eyes announced fairly recently, where you could ask to be connected, instead of to any random volunteer, to a subset of the world that you've in, you know, the other cases would feel more comfortable interacting with. But this is like saying, well, I want a Hilton volunteer because they know the hotel and they can help me most efficiently.
Exactly. That is precisely what is so unique, industry first, and revolutionary, is that a guest can connect to a Hilton customer care agent and really get the tailored support that they need while in properties.
Can you provide some examples of specific assistance with tasks that a visually impaired guest might find helpful?
Yeah, and I'll break it down into two parts, because if a guest is in their stay, they may use the AI within Be My Eyes to locate their room number or to be able to distinguish where furniture is. They may actually use it to take a picture of a shampoo bottle to confirm that it's a shampoo bottle. You know, again, there can be any number of ways that the AI could be used. But then specifically connecting over to our customer care agents, what we're seeing is that interaction occurs when a guest has a more actionable need. And here's what I mean by that. Opening window covers, or actually making a cup of coffee, adjusting the thermostat. Perhaps it could be navigating to the elevators. It is not a replacement for our front desk agents. It's more about choice. You used a term before, the word enhance, and I like to think of this partnership using the word enhancement. It's an enhancement to the guest experience while they're in their stay.
And as you mentioned, although one might use this for finding one's room, navigating down the hall, or navigating to one of your dining facilities, this isn't the type of person you would call to, say, make a reservation or ask about rates or anything. That's a whole separate organization.
Well, not exactly. If somebody needs assistance in making a reservation and they're having difficulty, they absolutely can use the app and call and be connected to our customer care agent. So it's not limited to just in the stay. Now, what I would say, if somebody is trying to make a reservation and doing it digitally, and they are having a challenge due to inaccessibility, well, that's going to be a bigger concern, because that should not happen given the breadth of what my team does. But if they do have a need, and you can never, you know, sometimes people just want that extra support. What we're really trying to do here is provide choice. Some people aren't as good with their assistive technology. They might be learning. And this gives them some options so that they can still feel that they have the independence of choice and to perform tasks in the way in which they want to and need to.
Well, that's interesting. So people shouldn't be so reserved about using the service. And if they need it in some way because of their disability or just need some help, that's a good place to turn to without any reservations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm curious, Be My Eyes has been growing by leaps and bounds. Was this something that they initiated or Hilton initiated?
So it's an interesting question. You know, given the work that I do and my team, I've been a Be My Eyes volunteer myself. Members of my team use Be My Eyes in the course of their daily life. And again, going back to just Hilton's commitment, you know, a company of people serving people, I think I would really summarize this as us coming together jointly and really, you know, conversations over the years and how Hilton might leverage Be My Eyes. The timing was right when we came together and really started to have conversation and specifically with the AI.
Tell us a little bit about the type of training and what happens for the people who are doing this job at Hilton.
Yeah, again, you know, that was a really critical component of this partnership. The training was actually conducted by Be My Eyes, and specifically someone at Be My Eyes who is blind. What they were doing with our customer care agents were to educate them first on disability etiquette. Second was really sharing best practices for visual interpretation. Things like avoiding phrases over here, right here. Where is here? Right? You know, where is that? So being a lot more specific, a lot being able to orient the person with whom they are speaking. They talked with our agents about, language and shared a language guide so that agents had the right vernacular to use. They also did simulations so that our agents would not be, be wondering when they hear the screen reader in the background, because they are going to hear the screen reader in the background. Of course, reminders about not to ask about the disability and to not distort language, but also give the agents a level of comfort to say, it's all right if you use a phrase like, did you see a show? And not to avoid a word that would imply sight.
Yeah, some people get very self-conscious about phrases like that, and most visually impaired or blind people just don't care. You know, it's just part of the vernacular.
Yeah, so, you know, that gives you a little bit of an idea of the type of training that went into the partnership before we actually rolled it out live.
Kudos to Hilton for rolling this out first. Do you envision other hospitality companies doing something similar?
Oh, I would certainly hope so. I hope that we are leading the charge, but I would really, really hope that the other hospitality companies follow suit. It really is about the guest experience for everyone. It really is about elevating the level of independence of travel in this situation for the blind and low vision community. I welcome our competitors and the bigger travel and tourism industry to follow suit.
And sometimes it just takes one person to lead the way or show the way. And once people see how successful and well-received it is, they're likely to follow.
Yes, absolutely.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Hilton and their partnership with Be My Eyes and how to contact them.
Well, Nicole, we talked a lot about Hilton, but you also mentioned that you have a number of other brands that are associated with Hilton, and people may not necessarily know if they're at a Hilton facility. Just give us an idea of some of the brands that they're likely to hear that are associated with Hilton, and then tell us where we can find out more.
Wonderful. Great question. So our Hilton brands include DoubleTree, Embassy Suites, Hampton, Conrad, Waldorf Astoria, Canopy, Hilton Garden Inn. So there are 24 brands. Where can we learn more? Well, you can always go to the Hilton Newsroom. And if you are specifically looking for information around the Be My Eyes partnership or have questions, you can go to help.hilton.com. The other thing that I actually am very proud to point out is if you follow us on social media, so on Instagram, it would be at Hilton. We have a fully audio described video around this partnership. And within the video, it will talk about ways in which the Be My Eyes app can be used when connected to a Hilton customer care agent and the various things that a guest may need to do when they're in their stay. I also have to give a plug. I am very proud that the video does have full audio description, so it is fully accessible to the community we are serving.
And for someone who has the Be My Eyes app, maybe just give them a quick reminder of how to find the specific help for Hilton within the app.
Yes, absolutely. So you open up the Be My Eyes app, you go into their service directory. From their service directory, you select hotels. When you go into hotels, you will see a list of our brands that are participating. You then choose the brand, and from there, you go in and you can use the AI, or you can be connected to a trained customer care agent.
Pretty easy.
So you mentioned that Hilton has a social media presence, and you mentioned just one. Can you tell us the rest?
We are across all social. So TikTok, Facebook, I mentioned Insta, we're on LinkedIn, WhatsApp, we're across all of the major social media players.
And you can find all of that information in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode 2450. And remember, we now have some promotional items on our website. One is for the Hable One Braille keyboard, and one is for the InnoSearch shopping site. And if you use the links on those pages, you'll not only get some discounts to those services, but you'll be supporting Eyes on Success. So check it out.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about how Google has started leveraging artificial intelligence in order to enhance accessibility. Android is now more accessible with enhanced tools for the visually impaired, including updates to TalkBack, the Magnifier app, and the Selfie Illuminator. We'll talk with Lisi Lilienfeld, product manager at Google, about these features, improvements in Chrome, and other AI-driven tools from Google that make navigating the digital world easier.
So that's it for this episode, and we hope you'll join us again next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.